The next speaker was Tom Purslove. He's Conservative Member of Parliament for Corby in Northamptonshire. He's also the youngest Conservative Member of Parliament at the moment. Indeed, has been. He's been the youngest Member of Parliament for the Conservatives for quite a considerable number of years. And he was bringing a very youthful look to the issue of the European Union and Britain's relationship with it.
Well, thank you, Peter, for that very kind introduction. And I have to say, it is rather apt, isn't it, that a politician heads up an organisation called Together Against Wind. But that is my great privilege. And a job that I enjoyed immensely prior to my election to the House of Commons. Thank you to all of you also for coming along tonight, for braving the cold, the wet and the miserable. We've been out there for much of today giving interviews on College Green. We've got very wet and cold in the process, and I know that a lot of you have braved that to be here with us tonight. When I was campaigning to win in Corby and East Northamptonshire, there were two things that came up time and time again on the doorstep. The first of those is, why do politicians spend all their time bickering? Why don't they put the national interest first? Why don't they get together? Why don't they work out a way forward on the issues rather than spending their whole time arguing? And the second thing, and I think this is going right to the heart of why we're all here tonight, is that desire for an EU referendum, a vote on whether we stay in or whether we come out. And what people used to say to me, and they still say to me when I go out and knock on doors at weekends, is that they voted for a free trade and a common market in the 1970s, not a political superstate. Now, the good news is I think we're achieving on the first of those. Look at the panel that we've already got, and by the end of the night, I think you're going to be really impressed about the breadth of political figures that we have represented. We're all putting aside our political differences, the petty squabbles that have gone on in the past, the disagreements that people have had, they don't matter. What matters is getting our great country out of the European Union.
Yeah.
And on the second of those points, let's look at the renegotiation scorecard in some detail. Oh, and by the way, if someone could just do me a huge favour, if there's white smoke coming out of the chimney while I'm speaking, please shout so that I can tailor my remarks accordingly. But we do know, for sure, at this point in time, that the renegotiation will not stop us sending £350 million a week to Brussels. Money that we could spend on our own public services, the police, the fire service, our hospitals, our schools. They need extra funding, and we could deliver that if we came out of the European Union. We could also make our own laws, laws that work in our national interest and not in the interests of other European countries. I'm proud to be a Member of Parliament. It is an enormous honour and a privilege to represent Corby and East Northamptonshire in the House of Commons. And I think that it should be my job, and along with my colleagues from across the House, to make the laws, not have them imposed upon us by the unelected, unaccountable European Commission. Yeah. And you know what? I also want us to be able to control our own borders properly. But not only that, I want Britain to have a fair immigration system, one that doesn't discriminate people, one that works the same regardless of where you come from in the world. How can it be right that if you come from Australia or you come from America or you come from anywhere in the Commonwealth, it is more difficult for you to get into this country than if you came from within the EU?
Yeah.
And I tell you what brought that home to me, and it was in my role as a constituency MP. Before Christmas, I visited a small company in Corby. It employs six or seven people, really doing well, only just started up in the last 12 months, keen to export to markets outside of the European Union. And they'd taken on a young man who was from New Zealand, and he was doing really well. The company had invested in him, he was enjoying the job, he wanted to stay. They also wanted to export to that New Zealand and Australian market, which he'd have been in a prime position to help them do. But he had to go back. And as the local MP, I fought blooming hard to try and make sure that he could stay, because he was contributing. He was doing the right thing. He was going to help this small firm grow. How can it be right that people like that are being turned away when we have uncontrolled immigration from elsewhere? That's me. And I also want Britain to be able to trade globally. There's a whole world out there. Why should we be restricted to the European protection racket that we are at the moment? Come on, let's face it, the Germans are not going to stop selling Mercedes or BMWs or Audis to Britain if we pull out of the EU. There's a whole world out there. Let's get out there. Let's trade with it. Let's sign our own trade agreements. Let's work with developing countries. That's much better than sticking plaster aid. That is the way forward, and we can do that outside of the European Union. And as the MP for Corby, I can also tell you that the analysis you heard earlier on in relation to the steel industry is absolutely right. I'm very proud to represent a steel town. We have 600 people employed in Corby Steel in our steelworks. Those people work incredibly hard, day in, day out, produce fantastic products that are sold around the world. And the European Commission are making it much harder. We are not getting to grips with Chinese dumping. And state aid rules are stopping us getting the help that our steel industry needs to them in a speedy and timely manner. The work that ministers in this country have been trying to do around helping with energy costs was held up for months and months and months by the European Commission. Unacceptable. So by any measure, on all the tests that my constituents set for the renegotiation, I think the vast majority of them would conclude that whatever the final deal is, it simply will not be enough and that the renegotiation will have failed. And you know what? It's also the case that it won't be worth the paper it's written on. I mean, would any of you in this room trust the European Union to deliver on promises?
No!
And the grassroots campaigning is going to be so important. Because the whole EU machinery, the minute that that piece of white paper is waved in the air, will be ploughing in to try and tell the great British people why it is that we are better off in the EU. And we need to take the case door by door, vote by vote, and win this referendum for our great country. And Helen Harrison, who set out earlier on the work that we're going to do on the ground with a task force structure. Helen was a key part of my team in winning in Corby and East Northamptonshire. She got it so right in the description that she set out. We have to work together. We have to work cross-party. We have to work across the different Leave groups. Petty wrangles, all of those things that have gone in the past do not matter. Let's come together at these task force meetings, work together, get out there and win it door by door, vote by vote.
Yeah, yeah.
So let the message go out loud and clear from this hall here in the heart of Westminster tonight, from all those who wish to leave, that we must work together. And together we will get our great country out of the European Union.